Meet, Schweitzer calls for Biden investigation into Ukraine and China. By Jerome Hudson on October 9, 2019. In a bombshell 1,200-word New York Times op-ed, investigative author Peter Schweitzer called for the federal government to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden's dealings in Ukraine and China after laying out a devastating fact pattern of transactions. Schweitzer, who serves as the president of the Government Accountability Institute and is a Breitbart senior contributor, revealed that in December 2013, Joe and Hunter Biden flew aboard Air Force Two to China. Less than 2 weeks after the trip, Hunter's firm, Rosemont Seneca Partners, which he founded with two other businessmen in June 2013, finalized a deal to open a fund, BHR Partners, whose largest shareholder is the government-run Bank of China, even though he had scant background in private equity. Representatives of the fund claim that the timing of the deal and the Biden's trip to China was coincidental. Thus far, the firm has invested about $2.1 billion, according to its website. With the Russian invasion of Crimea in 2014, Joe Biden became point person in Ukraine as well. That same year, Hunter Biden landed a board position with the Ukrainian energy giant Burisma Holdings. Despite having no background in energy or Ukraine, the vice president's son was paid as much as $50,000 a month, according to financial records. He left the board in early 2019. The Bidens are hardly alone. President Trump's transportation secretary, Elaine Jo, and her husband, Senator Mitch McConnell, are being accused of having profited from their commercial ties to Beijing. In 2004, the two had a net worth of about $3.1 million, according to public disclosures. 3 years later, the range was $3.1 million to $12.7 million. The next year, their net worth rocketed to $7.3 million to $33.1 million. Last month, the House Oversight and Reform Committee started an investigation into whether Secretary Zhao has leveraged her government positions to benefit her family. But so far there is no investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden, Schweitzer wrote. Defenders claim there must first be proof that a law was broken to open an investigation. That's exactly backward. Congress can and should conduct an inquiry to determine whether anything illegal occurred. The best-selling author called for a Washington Corrupt Practices Act, which he says would create a legal standard that clearly shuts down foreign influence and self-enrichment for some of America's most powerful families on both sides of the aisle. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.